Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, I love that commercial. Anyways, this is Natalie, also known as StarCast. Of course, I have another awesome guest today, beautiful guest today. I'll tell you all about her in a minute. But I want to first tell everybody that, you know, Mystic Living today, I'm going to be sending out reminders this afternoon and tomorrow to those that contribute all the time. It's just, you know, because people get so busy and they'll say, oh, gosh, I'm so glad you reminded me. Well, trust me, I don't forget. I have it all written down. I have all these folders with people who've contributed, and I don't want to miss anybody's beautiful work. So that's going to happen, and then, of course, the issue goes up the first of the month, so that'll be May 1st, and I'm looking. I've already got a lot of stuff to put in, and I'll probably start, like, 3 or 4 days ahead of time because, you know, I'm bad. I'll wait until 2 days before, and then I'm pressed for time, and I don't no, I shouldn't do that, but I do that, you know. I don't know, because I get in a mode, you know, and I put my headphones on and listen to my rock and roll because everybody knows I'm from Detroit, and, you know, that just keeps me going and going and going. But anyways, stars with a Z, psychics.com, yes, indeed, it's was 10 years old in September. It's actually picking up nicely right now. I mean, there was a time when business was, I mean, I hung in there, you know, I just watched everything, but now it seems to be coming through. I have no explanation for it except that I have been believing it all along that it would turn around, and that's how I am. Everybody knows how I believe with the utmost strength that I have. I don't, you know, I just knew. So anyways, okay, so there's a first-time client special that you get a break. Once you open your account, you'll see what's offered to you. It's one time only because you're a new client. And then once that's done, then the other rates kick into your account, and you'll see we have a membership that you can get that saves you some money. And so without further ado, that's enough talking about all that stuff. I'm going to bring in my beautiful guest, and she is from Ireland, and her name is Céline O'Donovan. How are you today, Céline?
Oh, hi, Natalie. I'm great. And it's lovely to be able to talk to you across the Atlantic Ocean.
I know. We were just talking. You're in Ireland and I'm in South Carolina. It's amazing. To me, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, because...
It is amazing.
Now, you know, I started doing this, I think it's been about 10 years ago, but I wasn't connecting with authors then. I mean, I started topics with my co-host, and then things changed for me, and I took a break because I couldn't do it because I lost her. She passed away, and I didn't want to do it anymore, but with encouragement, I decided to pick it back up, but do interviews, you know? So that's how
wow.
I started, and then they started coming from all over the world, and it's wonderful. I mean, you know, I told my granddaughter this, and she said, you know people all over the world? I said, yes, I do. It's fun. So let's get started. How did you... When you were a young woman now, I mean, I'm not saying you're old, but how did you get on this path that you're on? We know what happened to you, but I mean, career-wise, did you have a goal in mind? Tell me a little bit, you know, how you started.
Started in terms of writing, is it, or just
yeah,
in general?
Yeah, or just your life, because I think it's important for people to know that anything is possible, and they're listening, and they'll say, well, gee, I can't do this. Yes, you can do this, and she's going to tell you how.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm a real example. I have to say living proof that anything is possible. I really am, because as you said, I'm Irish. I grew up in the west coast of Ireland in a small city. Beautiful, you know, very on the outside, very typical, nice life. Went to school, went to college here. I would say, though, and I've reflected on this more in the last while, I suppose as a child, I think I was very, let's say I was very talkative, I was very chatty, I was very sensitive, I picked up on a lot. And I sort of feel at some point when I was quite young, something shut down a little bit. It was a bit overwhelming, and I think I just found the world that I was living in maybe a little too much. So I sort of recognized that I started to suppress from a young age. Nothing terrible happened, you know, I have a lovely family and everything, but something in me started to realize that with the world and the systems we live in, I think it started at a young age, that I started to slowly suppress myself. But I did go on to school, to college. As I said, I got studied marketing. I went up to the capital, to Dublin, got a great, you know, lovely job there in a bank, good job, and working there, met my best friend, met my husband, we're no longer together, and life was great for quite a while, you know, on the surface. I was doing all the things, and, you know, like we say, we often look at other people and think life looks great. We never know what's going on inside, but life was good. But then, unfortunately, my marriage came to an end very quickly. We were soulmates. We still are. We're great friends. But it was a big breakdown in my life because my husband was gay and he came out as gay. So that's a whole other story. I might have to write another book on that because we're soulmates and we're now best friends. But it set us both on a path, obviously, of great because we were so close, like, you know, in so many ways. It might be hard for people to understand. But that breakdown set me, I suppose, it was like a start of many rock bottoms, and I sort of went off the rails probably for a good number of years. Now, I was still functioning. You know, I left my job for a while. I went to Greece. I went and I lived probably the Shirley Valentine life for a year, and I taught English there. But really it was escaping and survival mode. You know, I hadn't even come to terms with what happened to me because it was like meeting someone for the first time in my life who really saw me, and then they were gone. And that was really how it felt to me. It felt it was the first person who really got me. So I sort of went on a sort of spiral of, you know, I suffered at times from depression, anxiety, addiction, everything. But I kept going. I was still functioning. I was in that mode. And I came back to Ireland again after a year, back to my home city here where I am now. And I got another job in marketing in the local university. And again, great job. I loved it for many years. My role was really in sales. I was out all over the country, going out to schools, talking to teenagers about going to university and going to college. And I realized how much, and I still do, loved working with young people. So that mm-hmm. was quite fulfilling. That kept me going on many levels, but I was still in deep, I still hadn't processed, you know, a lot of what had happened to me. And so I just continued to work harder and harder and harder. And life, I could feel it. I was getting lots of warning signs and wake-up calls. You know, I could feel myself starting to burn out. I could feel that my job wasn't giving me as much fulfillment. I knew it was time for change, but I didn't know what to do. So lots of things happened, but I had a car accident in 2014, and it was it wasn't very bad physically, but I literally hit a wall and I was brought to a standstill. And that's mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I was just stopped in my tracks. And I'd say I had a bit of a breakdown then. I couldn't function for about a month. I couldn't think. I couldn't do anything. And once I was better, I was back on the treadmill again. Kept going because I was really, that's where I was living from my male energy a lot of the time. It was just survival. It was really survival. Back into work. Working harder, longer hours, running, and then, bang, I get a diagnosis with cancer about 8 months later. So I sort of look at my life now pre-cancer, and I feel like I'm a very different person. It's like I'm talking about a different person because it really was a rebirth for me, that whole experience.
Hit with an awful lot, Shailene, that most people would have probably just collapsed, but there was really all it sounds like, sounds awful, but it was really a purpose for you to get you to the other side. And sometimes that happens, but I'm sorry you went through all that. My heart goes out to you. My heart and my soul go out to you, because all of that is devastating. And finding out about the man that you married, that had to really hit you hard.
Oh, it did. It did. I didn't realize, you know, it took years, because it was very hard in the world, you know, that we live in. It was very hard to even talk about it, because most people, you know, that was back, it's not that long ago. I mean, it was back in 2002. Well, it's 20 years ago. But it still wasn't talked about, and it wasn't public. Like, just people found it hard to wrap their heads around. I found it hard to wrap my head around. I felt I had to hide. I felt I was, you know, I couldn't, it was very difficult for me to fully express what was going on. I didn't know how to. The pain was so.
You felt like you were fooled. You were misled, you know. And I have to tell you the story about my boss, that I became very close to her. She was wonderful. She was an executive director, and I typed her thesis for her. She was married one time, and she didn't find out for a long time about what her husband really was. And there's somebody else that I know, the same thing happened. But she went on to marry a teacher, and they're still together. I don't know. I don't understand some of those things. How two people can come together like that, and yet one is so totally someone that you didn't even know, right?
Yeah, but I don't have any. As I said, now where I really believe the reason that we came together in that way is that we're soulmates in a different way.
And you're still friends.
You know?
That's wonderful to hear. That is wonderful. I love that.
Yeah, and I don't think we were meant to be married. Like, we often talk about it. We had such an instant connection. I mean, he always said he just saw light when he saw me. And when I heard his voice, it was the same. And I say to people now, my way of understanding, now that I've come through and healed it, like, we speak every day now. We're such friends. We're both in very spiritual paths.
Oh, that's wonderful. You can't be punished. You know, even though it was a difficult time, I mean, he's still a person, and you're a person, but to still talk like that—that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional.
You're still gonna learn from
each
other,
I really,
you know?
Understand going through his own struggle, but at the same time, I call it a love that goes beyond time and space. That's how I say it to people, because that is the truth. It was two souls meeting, as opposed to two people. And yes, you know. And so it confused things even more, because there was a very strong attraction still and a very strong love. So that was, and I believe I chose that. I believe that path, because I had to experience after that.
That's what they say, that you choose, you know, you choose your parents and all of that. And sometimes it's a tough road. And I don't know that we ever can really thoroughly understand my life. If I told you about my life, you'd say, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how I did it. You know, but you see what it did to me and to you. It made me so strong, because my life was suppressed. It was like somebody had a hand on me the whole time. It was my mother, then I went to my husband. Same thing. Pressing me down so I couldn't be who I wanted to be. And now I don't think I let anything stop me. I'm like on a mission, I mean, to bring all these beautiful people like yourself on my show, to get these articles, to have another site that I have beautiful people that I regard as family that work for me, to communicate with them. And I've got Candy in the chat room right now. She does all the marketing for me. I've got goosebumps. She just does such a superior job that, you see, and you trust people like that. I think there are lessons to be learned. But like you said, you come to the other side of something. I'm doing what I was meant to be doing, and so are you. Although I wanted to be a doctor when I was young, I really did. And I've had many doctors tell me, because I have this thirst for knowledge, and I know a lot instinctively. Mm-hmm. And many people have said, you missed your calling. But I really didn't, Saline, just like you. We didn't miss our calling. We are where we're supposed to be. You
exactly.
It really, really is. I mean, if I can tell people 100 times, I'll tell them 1,000 times, really. But you have to believe inside. So you had this strong belief in you that something kept nagging you. Come on, come on, you can do this. Come on, because it has to be that way. There isn't any other way. And it doesn't have to be another person that you see either or that you know. It can just be something from within. And look at you. Look what you've done. So proud of you.
Yeah, well, it took cancer, really, because I call it as well often, cancer was when I don't mean this to sound in any way that it was, you know, easy, because that's the title of my book. It wasn't gifts from the devastation. Like we said, there was great devastation, but there have been gifts from it. But it was the first time in my life that my life made sense. And that might sound strange to people who listen, but with everything that was happening, I couldn't understand. I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't make sense of life. And then cancer, like you described, the suppression. When I was diagnosed, I suddenly, well, after it took a while, once I got over the shock, I began to realize this cancer has manifested out of a suppression of who you are and your creative energy. You know, you're not expressing your truth and who you are in the world, and that energy has to go somewhere. That's our life force. Where is it going to go? So it grew inside me, and that suddenly made sense. And I suddenly realized, you know, this doesn't have to be the end of me. This isn't meant to be the end of my life. This is,
I know, but it's so difficult. I mean, I had an encounter not with cancer, but something else. They thought I was going to die. I mean, and there was no cure, no nothing. They didn't even know it was wrong totally. But I don't know what happens. Some people, you know, you hear about these young people who get cancer and young in their 20s.
I know.
It's hard to understand why.
Yeah.
But obviously, I tell people that if you're, you know, and I help a lot of people spiritually just by what I can do. And I'll say, if your name isn't on the books, I can help. If your name is there, I can't erase it. It's there. Just like, you know, it's a big book. We're flipping pages here. 10, 20 years from now, okay, there's your name. Oh, well, okay, it's time. It's time to go home. But, you know, I don't know. It's a part of the belief system. And look at how you came out of this. My goodness. Now, you had one book called The Tapestry of Life. Now, when was that one written?
That was after cancer. So, I described my year, and I had never written anything. You know, I hadn't written books. I worked in marketing. So, I mean, that to me is just an example of when you let go and surrender into it. So I just knew I couldn't go back because I was so burnt out. I had severe fatigue after cancer, and I was really struggled. I think I've met a lot of women afterwards who will say it's often the time afterwards when you're no longer in the system that you're a bit lost. And I just knew, I let go. I was just like, show me the way because I can't go back. So what am I supposed to do?
And I can't do this by myself either. No, you're right. Yeah. See, when I was I couldn't do anything.
Just to give you an example, how I wrote that book was I didn't know what to do. And a friend recommended, I won't go into all of it here, but basically she recommended a course. It's called The Artist's Way, based on a book by Julia Cameron. It's all about getting in touch with your creativity. It's a spiritual approach to getting in touch with yourself. The woman on the course started asking me, I was talking about all I was learning from cancer, and she said, would you ever think of writing about it? And that's what got me on the path of writing. And I wrote this book, The Gifts from the Devastation, first, back in 2017. Now, it's only being published now because when I went, I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't even know it was a book. When I brought it to a publisher here in Galway, they said to me, would you think of writing fiction, which was even stranger to me because I was like, I've just written my life story. But really what happened then is I did go away and I wrote The Tapestry of Life, which isn't really fiction. It's all about community and the power of community. And it's really about what I was learning because I had been a real lone wolf and a survivor, and I had learned that I needed people, and it was through community that I would go on and change my life. So I wrote that I needed to write that first, now I understand. And then I went back to this book during lockdown in 2020, and I edited it. And it's coming out now, and I think it's the right time because there's so much devastation in the world. It's not just about cancer, so just for anyone who's listening, absolutely if you've been through cancer, but it's for anyone who's struggling through anything, or maybe is burnt out like I was, who's looking to change, who wants more meaning in their life, who wants more fulfillment. I mean, I'm living proof that it's possible. Now, my life was a lot simpler. A lot of people looking in on the outside, they might say, God, she gave up so much. But I didn't, because the way I was living, and I, like you said, it's an inner. I had to come back inside and realize every answer is inside of me. It's not out there. And it's not in the next big job or in the next big thing. You know, it's really about connecting with who I really am.
It really is. But you see, what this did for you, I think, when you this book that you wrote was a healing process for you, too, because you can tell what it's like. And a lot of people don't know people that have had things happen to them. That they really don't. I mean, if you think about it, unless it's a family member, they don't really go into, or unless you're helping somebody. You don't really know what it's like. Oh, yeah, you know. But when you read something that somebody is telling you their story, I think it's really, really important. That's why I love doing this. I love bringing on people that, it's not been easy. I mean, you know, they'll listen to the recording. I'll say, oh, yeah, famous person, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Things happen to everybody. Nobody is exempt. Nobody. No one. And
no.
I think for you it made you a great person, a greater person, because you had to dig from within really deep. And like you said, just okay, I'm all yours. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
I do still do that. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody says, oh, your voice is so uplifting and everything. Well, I have days sometimes that, like when business is really bad, the thing that bothers me the most about it is that all these people who showed up on my site, and I have to use that as an example, and weren't making money, and they kept continually every day. That was a belief system in me and a belief in what they were doing. But that made me feel the worst. It wasn't about... I mean, the site was going to hold on. I mean, I had money sitting in there like a little nest egg because I don't go off the deep end and spend thousands doing – oh, no, I was ready. I was ready for anything, and I tightened the reins on it. But it bothered me every day. So finally, you know, I talk to God and Jesus every single day, Celine, every single day. And I said, okay, you know what? You have to open these doors. I'm ready to go through them. You know, I'm like this little mighty person, and I'll go through them. I'll fling it open, but I have to have the way. I talk to all kinds of people, but I have all these people that depend upon me. Yeah, they work other sites, but it really bothered me. So I had to talk to myself. I had days when I was really sad about it, and I'm an empath, and I'm sure you are too. And it was horrible for me. You know, I have regular people that I pay to do things, and I kept thinking, oh, I don't want to stop that. So all I did was tighten up stuff. I paid for more stuff for myself instead of having the business do it, and it came through. It's okay. I mean, it's okay right now, and I'm still holding on tight. But, you know, a lot of sites dropped off because they can't afford what they're doing. Well, yours truly... I mean, I think things out, and so hopefully it'll stay like this. We might have it might level out again. You know, you don't know, but you have to have faith. You have to believe, just like you. Look at what you've done. I'm so proud of you, and I don't really know you personally, but I am proud of you. That's
Thank you.
Thing for
and
me.
Just to add to what you said there, a big lesson for me, and just for, again, anyone listening, when I decided I wasn't going back and I had this permanent, you know, pensionable job and I knew I couldn't or I would be dead, so it was very difficult. I was taking a big leap of faith at the same time. But like you, I just knew, and I connect every day with God and I ask for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
We're always shown the next step. I always say to people, you're not necessarily shown five steps down the road that, oh, yeah, you'll have this lovely life and career and business, but you're shown the next step. And we have to trust. It was a big lesson. It still is, because I still worry and I still panic over, will I be able to pay the bills and all these things. But I know once you're doing, I just know it because I have been looked after every step of the way in the last 6 years, and it's not been easy at times. Like you said, it still has its challenges, but I always say, just follow the next step ahead. You know, we always get it's lit up for us once you have trust.
Well, it's true.
You know.
You know, and be thankful every day. Say thank you.
Yeah.
I do that in the morning, And at the end, you know, when I'm, you know, I'll feed my cat and do these little things. And I always say thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. I do that every single day. But, you know, I started, I would meditate a lot, just sit, you know, with my cat beside me. And he would, you know, he just knew. He knew I needed him there just to feel his warmth. And I would just meditate, but I'd also talk. And I tell people and they laugh. Sometimes it wasn't nice. I mean, sometimes it was more like a dissertation coming from me to the higher ups, like, well, okay, what is this you're doing now? What is this blunder? This is a blunder to me, you know. You know, tell me what to do. Let me help. Let me help. I, and right now the way the world is, it really, it's another issue that it bothers everybody. And you know what? It should.
Yeah.
It should. And it should make everybody more grateful for what they do have. And and look around. Look at the ceiling. Look at the walls. Look at outside. Yeah. You know?
It's
important.
No. Yeah. And nature has been such a big teacher for me in the last few years, and outside and the rhythm and the flow and the letting go and not forcing and the being grateful and just being in the moment. I think that's even a bigger lesson for all of us to come back and letting go of control. I mean, if anything we've learned surely is cannot control life. And we I know I tried for years and it only causes more pain, more stress.
Yeah, I did too.
You know,
I did too. It wasn't easy for me. Mm-mm,
we all do, you know, it's just
we all believe. Because we just don't know what to do. That's the thing. And so you're scrambling. You're looking, well, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do this, you know. I can relate to this when I was really ill, you know, really on my deathbed. But then with this business, because I, you know, you get all these ads, oh, you can do this and you can do that. And I sat there and I'd read them and I'd say, nope, I'm not spending a dime. I'm just going to hold on to what comes in. And I'm still able to pay the people that work for me. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall prey to that. Because to me, that is you're scrambling. You're just grasping at everything because you think something's going to work. It's not. Trust me, it's not.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. So, and it's a belief system. Now, I want to tell everybody about your website. It is CELINEODONOVAN.com. And you're there, and I just signed up. We were talking about this. I just signed up for your email that I can get. And it is amazing. I've already got something. And you can connect with you on your website. You have these things here to read about. It's so inspirational. And if people, this free guide, everybody should get it. I think if you have the chance to get something, and it's everything is expensive. Everything is people are holding back. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even me. You know, I have a granddaughter who's graduating from high school, so I pull the stops out for her. And you know, right now I'm feeling kind of broke, but it's one time, and she's the only one I have, the only grandchild I have.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, you know, she understands, she knew. I said, I didn't get any of this when I was growing up, but you're going to have it. So long as I'm on earth, you're going to have it. Because she said to me, well, you know, I know you didn't have very much as a little girl. I said, no, I didn't. I didn't have a good life as a little girl, and a lot of people don't. But that's besides the point. That doesn't mean you can't be giving and caring for others in your life. And, you know, I don't even think I say no to her about anything. And, you know, it's just what I am. You know, and I feed a multitude of deer at night and squirrels and two kinds of ducks. And, oh, yeah, I mean, but I love it. I love it. I wait to look at my camera to see because I turn my light on, and here they come. They know. They know she's got her food for us. I'm not going to stop. I'll eat tuna every day. I already told my daughter-in-law that. She said, you would do that? I said, yes, I would do that because that's called life, and life is very important to me. And that's why I, you know, I can't even watch TV very long because I can't stand this because I can't do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And these things, and it's just like COVID, same thing, you know.
Yeah.
I just, blessings to be learned, though, you know, all of this is.
That's it. And I mean, it is my, that's why in the book as well, a lot of it, just to tell you as well, just to say even to listeners, I mean, absolutely, there's a free guide there and they can connect with me. You know, if anyone, I say that to, you know, anyone who's struggling right now, if they want to reach out, I have no problem in, you know, connecting and talking to anyone who's struggling right now, because I've been through a lot myself, so I'm very happy to do that if someone wants a listening ear. But yep. Also with the book, I recorded an audiobook version of it, and that was another healing aspect of, you know, speaking.
You know, that's right.
Story.
People like to hear a voice, and I think they will listen more and through the whole thing than they will reading a book, because reading a book, they're going to put it down.
Yeah. And I mean, you
they
can
won't,
go
they won't
a
do
walk.
The whole book in one day. I probably would, but they won't. Most people don't do that. I'm an avid reader. I love to read and I love to learn. And so I think, you know, if you do an audio, that's awesome. That is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's
yes,
on the
you
site.
Are also on Instagram,
in the
and I'm going to connect with you.
So
I'm
going to
connect with you there. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You're on LinkedIn. I'm going to be looking for you. Absolutely.
I'm on YouTube. I have a small channel. I've started out on YouTube. But what I want to do there is really bring the messages of the book to life and talk very personally about certain themes and certain topics. So, you know, just it's another level in the book, I suppose, because, you know, we never have everything sorted. Like, I bring people through the journey and I finish it very practically. There's lots of practical tools in the book and practices that I use that helped me really shift from outside, looking out into the world and coming back inside. And how do you do that? And how do you make that change? And how do you start
to
take...
And listening to your voice, they're going to love it. They're going to love it.
Yeah, I hope so. Because that's my wish, like you, is really, I struggled. I know other people have. I found a way of living now that has given me great joy and purpose, and I just want to share that with others, because I think we should all be living like that.
Candy has a question. She said, are any of your family members still sitting in a royalty seat of power today?
Pardon? I don't understand. Is that a question for me?
Yes. Yes.
I don't understand that. Are any of my family members?
Yeah, sitting in a royalty seat of power today. Didn't get that. So I don't. Maybe she read something about it. I don't know.
I don't understand the question, really.
Okay. Well, she's
sorry,
listening.
I'm not sure
she's
what
listening,
that means.
She's listening, Candy. She doesn't know. She doesn't know what you're talking about.
Is it?
Are you royalty? I want to know.
No, I don't think. I don't understand the royalty.
If you are, let me bow to you. I think it's wonderful.
I know of no. I don't know, is it that to do with inner power? Is that what we're talking? I was talking there about coming back into your power. You know, the power of who you are and your connection to your creator and your gifts and your abilities.
Oh, you know what it is? She just told me, she says her name derives from royalty, O'Donovan.
Oh, my name.
That's probably a very famous name in Ireland, is it?
Well, it's a lot of people are called Donovan, but I don't know. I don't know that it's royalty. My father has passed away, so I can't ask him, but maybe someone in the family, maybe going back centuries. But it would be a popular name, and you'd probably have a lot of people in America. You know, there are so many, you know, descendants and people who emigrated with that name as well, isn't there? It's quite you'd hear it a lot.
Yeah, and we have to watch our time here because I know you have another call that you have to do. But I want to ask you, you know, it's Irish, very, very important here in March. St. Patrick's Day is very important here in the United States. Do you celebrate like that? Like, we go cuckoo over it. I mean, do you celebrate that?
I think you might go, but more cuckoo than us. People, I think it's interesting,
cuckoo,
particularly when a lot of people emigrate from any country. We become, you know, even when I lived abroad for a few years in Greece, you start to become very sentimental about your roots and where you came from. So I don't think we do. I don't think we do celebrate it, but I don't know that it's, and we have parades, but I don't know that it has the same. It's like, you know, Irish music abroad and in America and Irish dancing, and all of those things are part of the culture here, but, you know, life has changed, and I suppose sometimes we it's our way of still feeling connected, isn't it, to maybe an aspect of our ancestors in our life, but Yeah,
well,
we celebrate,
you know, here
it,
in Savannah,
I'm
not far from Savannah. They usually
okay.
get a million people on St. Patty's Day. That's no joke.
Wow.
It's second
oh
to New York.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean,
they,
it's like, but people go crazy
Ireland.
On that day, though. You know, it's kind of, it's not a calm tradition over there. I'm only about 15 minutes from there, but it's, people just go wild. It's just their chance to go
yeah.
crazy.
A little bit like, yeah, and that's maybe a bit of the crazy Irish coming out. I mean, that's, no, a little bit
isn't
of what would happen here. People do go a bit crazy. Maybe not so much in the last year or two, but, yeah, it ends up just being a big party day.
Yeah.
I think everywhere in the world, but there are lots of traditions. Like the 4th of July has become quite big here, which wouldn't have been. So,
oh, really?
Because we're all moving around. We're carrying
yes.
these traditions,
yes.
celebrations, which is lovely.
Have you ever been to the States?
I have. Now, not enough, but I really want to go once we get back traveling again. I was in New York briefly with my husband, would you believe, when we were married, back over the late 90s for a brief trip, and it was amazing. I mean, it was so fast and colorful and exciting. And but it was too short. And my honeymoon, my God, here we go again. My honeymoon was on the West Coast, going from, you know, San Diego up to Vegas,
okay.
San Francisco, all driving the West Coast. So, yeah, I've had only two trips, but I'd love to go back because I love Americans. I really do. And I mean that. I love just the openness.
Well, I think we would love you. I've never been out of the country. I've never been out of the United States, but I sure have. I do it like it's called armchair traveling. You know, you read books about it. My love for animals, I want to go to Africa. And I have two people. I have one that's on my site and one that designs stuff for me are both there. But the one girl, she said, she's a young girl. She said, you need a month here with me. I could show you everything.
Oh, wow.
But
oh,
we
you
all
should.
Have,
I think we'll,
we all have dreams
more.
Of what we would like to do, you know, but it costs money. And, you know, and it's not even about taking your business with you. You can always take a laptop with you anywhere you go. So that's not even it anymore. It's just the funds. And but, yeah, there's a lot of places I would like to go. Hopefully maybe one day I'll go to at least one of them, right? I don't know.
Well, I hope you come over here. I think you'd love
Ireland.
I would
come over there. You bet I would email you and say, okay, I'm on my way. What do we do?
And a beautiful place where I launched my book is the Cliffs of Moher, and I'm sure a lot of Americans who would have come to Ireland on the West Coast, it's just one of the most stunning locations, and we always have busloads and tourists coming. It's just beautiful cliffs. Next stop, America, we always say, because you're looking across the Atlantic Ocean, and it's stunning. You know, so, and I think there's a very strong connection and ties between America and Ireland. So many Irish people left and emigrated to the States, had very good lives there, you know, and because there was nothing here at the time for them. So there's very strong connections. Nearly every person I know has a relation or a friend or someone living in America in some part. So, yeah,
I'm here in the United States, we had a series called Donovan. And very, very Irish. I mean, they all spoke in a brogue, like, you know, the Irish pubs. And I love that show. It was a little, it could be evil, but the acting, what amazed me is how they could all speak kind of with that accent that you have. I mean, because that's not easy. You have to be born and raised with that. You can't. It must have taken a lot of time for them to understand how to say the words. I love that show.
Yeah.
I really, really did.
Yeah.
It was called Donovan.
Yeah.
See that?
That's so funny. But, you know, everything, I just to even say when you were talking about traveling and maybe what we're able to do, I'm a firm believer, and I'm definitely that we have to follow our hearts in life. If we don't, we will keep getting, you know, wake-up calls and all the things that we've talked about. And,
I know.
You know, if you're meant to do it, if you're meant to go to Africa, the way will happen. You'll be shown the way and you'll get to Africa. You know,
I have family in Italy.
Whatever it is, yeah.
You know, and, now my nephew did get there and saw some of the area, but that was on my husband's side. I'm talking on my side. And, But I love to read about things and stuff, and anything Travel Channel or anything, I'm there. I wanna learn. I don't know. It's just, I think it's important.
You can travel in your dreams.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's called armchair traveling. You know, you read about it,
huh?
And you watch the TV and see, oh, God, okay, this is beautiful. And, you know, this Stanley Tucci is going to have something on CNN. I shouldn't be advertising for him, but for Italy again. Well, that's right up my alley. So last time he was on, I don't remember if it was last fall or whenever it was, I watched every Sunday. And, you know, I would sit there and smile and say, yep, I know what that is. Yep, I know what that is. Yeah. And because he's Italian, and he takes you all over Italy. And I keep thinking to myself, I want people to take us to other countries now. I want to see about your country. So I'm putting it out there to the universe. We need shows on all these countries, not just on one, but all of them, because that's how we can learn. We can feel. We can see. Then it's real. We can see that it's real. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
I could just watch TV all day.
The technology of that. Like, I'm doing a course at the moment with 500 people, and they're from all over the world. And I've made some amazing friends, and I feel closer to some of them than people down the road. And that's been the upside of everything that has happened, is we're connecting and realizing we're not all that different. You know, we may live in different countries with different and cultures.
We are all the same. We have the same issues.
Sure.
We think the same. We're not like, you know, aliens. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but I want to remind people, because I probably have to let you go. It's almost quarter to. Sign up for your little, what is this? It's a guide. It's a free guide. It's called 6 Signs You're Getting a Spiritual Wake-Up Call, and that's at CelineDonovan.com.
CelineDonovan.
DonovanCom. I said Donovan instead of O'Donovan. I have to get that right. I have to learn how to say that right, right?
Well, it's been
and
changed.
Her book, Gifts from Devastation, she has blog posts on there. And I'm going to connect with you on Instagram, LinkedIn, and you'll see. I'll say, hello, it's me. I'll send you a little message so that you know it's me. And, of course, before I let you go, I want to thank Candy for all her work that she does. You know, we coordinate it all, but, you know, I just send stuff to her, and she goes off and runs away with it. And
brilliant.
So I'm gonna post this on Twitter, and she'll take the show, and she'll run it every place else. And it's been so great talking to you. Hopefully we'll connect and email again. Maybe I can get something for the magazine from you.
I write
art. I have your email address, of course. Yeah, and, you know, just to promote the stuff that you're doing, I encourage people to do that, because a lot of people, you know, they read it, and they, you know, my dream is to put it into an actual flip book, it's called, that you can flip the pages. And,
oh, wonderful, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, but I love talking to you. I love that brogue. I love it. You're so sweet. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, I love
good luck
lovely,
on your next
warm.
One that you have to do.
Thanks.
And, you know, I love you dearly. I really do. It's a wonderful feeling that I get from you.
Oh, well, the same. So,
okay, and
then
look for my email. I'll send you an email.
Do please. I'd love that.
Okay.
I'd love that.
All right. Okay, thank you, Candy. Thank you, Healer Medium,
Candy.
For listening. We have somebody in the chat room with Candy for doing all that you do. And now comes a kind of a really – we always leave the show on a high note, and that is with our music, and it's from Gabby Ray. And it's called – I got to find it here – Free to Love. So it's kind of like dance time. Just be happy, will you please? And know that life is good. And remember something. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. So let me find here my Free to Love so everybody can – here it is. Okay. Enjoy the music, and I will see you next week. Yeah, the show will be on 1-2. Thank you, everybody. Love to all. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off your shoulder. Free to love, everybody, you're free to love. Free to love.
everyone. Have a great day. See you next week. Thank you, Candy. Love you. Thank you, Medium Healer. Healer Medium, I should say. I got you reversed for joining us today. And we'll see you next week for another great show. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.